I cleared my throat. I felt a little clumsy and lightheaded, but after all, this was a very important moment in a young man's life. "Do you want—" I said, and stopped as my voice broke. "Is it all right if I—" "Stop her, Dad?"
"Yes," said Harry. "Stop her."
For some reason, I felt like I had to be absolutely certain.
"You mean, you know, like I've been doing? With, you know, the monkey?"
Harry's eyes were closed, and he was clearly floating away on a rising tide of pain. He took a soft and uneven breath.
"Stop the nurse," he said. "Like the monkey."
His head arched back slightly, and he began to breathe faster, but still very roughly. Well, there it was. "Stop the nurse like the monkey." It had a certain wild ring to it, but in my madly buzzing brain, everything was music. Harry was turning me loose. I had permission. We had talked about one day doing this, but he had held me back. Until now.
Now. "We talked about this,"
Harry said, eyes still closed.
"You know what to do."
"I talked to the doctor," Deborah said, hurrying into the room. "He'll come down and adjust the meds on the chart." "Good," I said, feeling something rise up in me, from the base of my spine and out over the top of my head, an electric surge that jolted through me and covered me like a dark hood. "I'll go talk to the nurse." Deborah looked startled, perhaps at my tone. "Dexter," she said. I paused, fighting to control the savage glee I felt towering up inside me.
"I don't want any misunderstanding," I said.
My voice sounded strange, even to me. I pushed past Deborah before she could register my expression. And in the hallway of that hospice, threading my way between stacks of clean, crisp, white linen, I felt the dark passenger become the new driver for the first time. Dexter became understated, almost invisible, the light-colored stripes on a sharp and transparent tiger. I blended in, almost impossible to see, but I was there, and I was stalking, circling in the wind to find my prey. In that tremendous flash of freedom, on my way to do the thing for the first time, sanctioned by Almighty Harry, I receded, faded back into the scenery of my own dark self, while the other me crouched and growled. I would do it at last. Do what I had been created to do. And I did.